Welcome back. Tomorrow is the third annual Quincy Multicultural Festival to be held at Pageant Field again this year. And the weather looks great for it, too, so the organizers are happy about that, I'm sure. We have one of them, the executive director, with us today to tell us all about it. So please welcome Mihaela Russo to the program. Nice to meet you again.
Hi, Joe. Thank you again for inviting me. I'm so happy to be back here.
This is great.
The second year.
Yes. It's the third year, though, right?
For the festival. Second year with you here.
That's right. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about yourself first before we talk about the festival.
Oh, God. Awesome. I moved here like 6 years ago.
Yep.
I moved from Italy. So my first U.S. experience was Quincy, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Right from Italy to Quincy?
Yes.
What brought you here?
Work, for my husband work. He had a work project, so we were supposed to stay here just 2 years and 6 years in, and we are thinking to buy a house. So I guess we are adjusting well to Quincy.
Okay, all right. Yes. And has it been what you expected it would be?
Not really.
Really?
Not really.
What's been different?
The cultural, it was a cultural shock when
sure.
I first arrived. It's totally different from the Italian and European culture. So let's say for 2 years I struggled. I really didn't like it.
Yeah, that's fair. What was the biggest difference, would you say? What was the most shocking?
The language, of course.
Of course.
The language and also the lifestyle.
Okay.
The lifestyle. We are more like socializing a lot, like even lunchtime. We are taking like 2 hours lunchtime, and like everything is go slowly. Here I feel like everything has a more fast pace.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yep. Yes.
No espressos and cappuccinos breaks
no.
over here, right?
No,
yeah.
No.
But you've adjusted?
Yes, yeah. yes.
So will you stay?
Yes.
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 How did you get involved with the multicultural festival? Because you really were right in the beginning of it when it started.
Yes, yes. I think I was trying to find my place in the city, in the community. I was new here. I didn't know a lot of people, and I was trying to. My English was really bad. It's still not perfect, but I'm working on it. So I was trying to find my place. Even if this city is so diverse, mm-hmm. there was not a place where people can come together and connect and don't feel maybe judged or feel comfortable, even if they have a different accent. And then I met Shiv Singh. She's the other co-founder of the Quincy Multicultural Festival. And actually, she had this idea to start. And I said, yes, this is an amazing idea. So I think this could really work, and we could start, like, we thought it's going to be something really small, like more like, I said, maybe 10 families are going to show up the first year to represent their culture, and maybe we'll have 200 attendees. And instead, we had, first year, we had 17 countries represented.
Really?
And we had more than 1,000 people.
More than 1,000?
Yes.
At the very
first
event.
Year,
wow.
Yes. So we did not expect that.
Yeah.
We did not expect that. So I think one of the most rewarding aspects of Quincy Multicultural Festival is seeing all the connections and friendships that are being built in the community.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. So how many are you expecting this year?
I don't know. My expectations sometimes are really low or too high. I don't know.
Okay.
I hope 3,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So what has been some of the feedback that you've received after the past 2 years from this event?
It was a very positive feedback. Mm-hmm. I think just seeing the attendance, and last year we had 35 different countries represented
wow.
it. I think that's showing us that the families, the community wants this.
Yes.
Like they want a space, a platform where they can come together and share about their cultural background or tradition in a sense of unity and inclusivity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And even the people who are like born and raised here, mm-hmm. they love this. They love to come and learn about other culture and share new food and make more connection about community, because yes. this is all about the Quincy community. Get to know your neighbor, get to know your mailman or like
people that you interact yes, with on a yes, daily basis, yes, but might yes, not know them yes. very well. You're doing this in collaboration with the Quincy Public Schools.
Yes.
Yeah, so
Quincy,
talk about that if you
yes,
could.
Yes, yeah. Quincy Public Schools have been like a huge support. Okay. I don't think we will have been able to do this alone.
Is that right?
Yes. We are just like a group of moms that came together, and we never did, none of us has any background in event organization,
yes,
so
yeah.
we were learning while we're doing it.
Yeah.
And Quincy Public School was very, very supportive of all these. They supported us in every step during the way. And
sure, the schools themselves are extremely
yes,
diverse as well.
Yes.
Is that how you met Shiv?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
through the public
yes,
schools,
yes.
yeah?
Yes. Actually, in Quincy Public School, there are like almost 80 different languages spoken.
80?
Yes, 80. Yes.
Astounding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think a lot of people don't realize that.
Yes.
So the festival started at Pageant Field.
Yes.
Had to go to Four River Field.
Yes.
Last year, right? Because yeah. all the renovations that were happening at Pageant.
Yes.
But now you're back at Pageant.
Yes, and
okay.
the field looks awesome.
Yep.
There's a new pavilion. Everything looks really great. So we are really excited to be back. We do like that field.
It's, let's see, tomorrow noon to 4.
Yes, and tomorrow.
I don't know how you managed it, but the weather's it looks pretty good.
Yes, we did the no rain dance.
It worked. Keep doing
maybe
it.
Maybe I was not supposed to say that, but it's fine.
So tell us what will be happening.
A lot is going to be happening, yeah. Of course. We have, tomorrow we will have 25 different countries represented. There will be cultural booths. Where families can go engage in activities, cultural activities, or read some fun facts about the culture, or even taste some food that the families are provided. And I really want to say here, thank you so much for all the families that are willing to participate in this, because it takes some preparations, mm. because of course you have to, each of them have kids, work mm-hmm. and stuff, mm-hmm. life.
Sure.
So you have to prepare like your table, your culture, and I think the spirit that they came into this is like such a great, it's beautiful.
Yes.
Because they are willing to share all this with us. They are willing to open, because that means you are expose yourself to mm-hmm. other people, and you can always be judged or something. So like being willing to open and show yourself to others, I think this is really beautiful.
Yes. So there will be food, obviously.
There will be food. And we will have 4 food trucks.
Oh, okay.
Smiles by the Miles ice cream, of course. Kids love ice cream.
That transcends all cultures,
yes.
right? Ice cream.
Yes. We'll have Gonzalez food trucks, Mexican food, Wanderlust global food. That's a fusion of dishes across the world.
Hmm.
Thyme traveling. That's Mediterranean. I'm pretty sure I didn't say right that word.
Okay. Okay.
And mocktails. That's mocktails, cocktails. Yes.
Okay. No alcohol. So.
No alcohol.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Mocktails, kids' cocktails.
Gotcha.
Yes.
And entertainment, I'm assuming, too, right? From
yes.
different cultures.
Yes. Yeah. We have performances. And I think this is beautiful to see how kids, they never performed before, or mm-hmm. like they, this is something they don't usually do. They were so happy and excited to perform. So we'll have Kung Fu demo demonstration, Vietnamese dance, Chinese dance, Indian dance, hip hop, jazz. There's gonna be, some of them are gonna sing, some of them are gonna play an
really?
Instrument. So it's very various. Yeah.
And it's just children from the community, Mihaly?
Yes.
It's not
yes.
actual professional
no,
performers?
No,
really?
No.
Okay. Will they be in their traditional dress?
Yes. Most of them are gonna have their traditional clothes. So that's also, beautiful, because you can see all these different colors, all these different tradition, and the kids, you have to see their happiness, how happy they are to share this with their classmates,
mm-hmm.
because maybe at school they don't dress like that, no?
Yes, yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, so Have you learned anything about different cultures that you didn't know before through this event?
Yes, I did learn. I also met a lot of people, and I'm really excited.
Do you get folks from outside Quincy, do you know, that participate as well?
We try to keep it, because the whole goal was to keep the Quincy community together. Yep. But of course, if someone really has a special skill and wants to get involved, this is all voluntary. So I want, like, it's all voluntary. So yes, we did have a huge support from the community, from the city of Quincy, mm-hmm. from Quincy Public School. Mm-hmm. And all the businesses and community who donated, because we are also a non-profit organization.
Yes, yeah, that's great. So, yeah, you've really taken this to the next level, right?
Yes.
You started, as you said, just a couple of mums getting together, having a block party, and now to a full-fledged organization.
Yeah.
Where do you hope to take the festival in the future, Mihalia? Do you have any aspirations for something bigger or different?
I think we do hope this is gonna go ahead, and it will be an annual celebration.
Yes,
and our goal is, again, to have as much participation as possible, to make it a festive day for people to come together and learn about each other.
Sure.
And celebrate the beauty of and uniqueness of each of us. Yes.
Some logistical things we should really talk about,
yes.
right, is the shuttle bus service that you'll be providing. So parking can be an issue up at Pageant Field, as it is all over the city. So tell us about how that's going to work.
Yes, thanks to the collaboration with Quincy Public School, we will be offering buses. They will provide transportation from four different points in the city. North Quincy High School, mm-hmm. Wollaston Elementary School, Clifford Marshall School, and Snag Harbor School.
Right, so folks can go to those schools, park there, and then take the shuttle to Pageant.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then from Pageant, they will be transported back to the schools.
Okay.
Yes. The bus will run every hour.
Okay, that's a free service.
Yes, free service offered in collaboration with Quincy Public School.
That's fantastic.
Yes, especially
if you're expecting, you know, thousands of folks.
Let's hope.
I think shuttle is key as well. No charge for admission, but there is a charge for the food, is that right?
Yes,
okay.
For the food, yes. In the past too, and even the food trucks are like very, they are understanding this is a community, is more mm-hmm. a community event, is a family event. So they do have dishes like very affordable.
Okay.
For everyone.
So there's
going to be an option for everyone. And we will have free activities for the kids. We will be offering free face painting, balloon twisting, henna tattoos.
Yes,
tattoos.
Yeah. Yep, they're not permanent.
No permanent.
Not permanent tattoos.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And this we are able to offer, again, thanks to the donation we receive. Yes.
Very nice. Yeah.
Yes.
Now you mentioned each family has a table.
Yes.
So what does that look like? Is the, you know, what information will folks get at those tables?
Some of them are going to have like cultural artifacts, objects from the culture, mm-hmm. like pictures, poster, clothes, even food. So yeah, some of them are going to have game. I remember, I think in first year, the China table have a game where the kids will have to pick up with the chopsticks, like beans and stuff like that. And
okay.
They really had fun. We will have someone who's going to do this very special Chinese paper flowers. Mm. They are really beautiful.
Okay.
So there's going to be something for even for the kids and even for the adults.
Yeah. How do you, you know, kind of reach out to these different folks in these different cultures and get them to come to this festival? How does that happen?
That's the challenging part.
Yeah,
sometimes
I'm sure.
It's all connection, all talking with people.
Okay.
Yes, it's all about talking with the people in our community.
So how long does it take you to put this together, would you say?
It takes some time.
Yeah.
Yes, but our team is really dedicated, so I have to thank especially Shiv Singh mm-hmm. and Scott Alexandro. They have been instrumental to this, and also other people in our team. So,
and how important is you know, say the PTOs in the schools and things like that to connect with
yes,
these families?
Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm also the PTO president for Wollaston Elementary
School.
Oh, you are? So let's say that did help me.
Of course.
To connect with the families, at least at Wollaston Elementary School.
Okay.
And yes, Wollaston usually has a nice representation.
Of course.
At the festival. So I'm excited about that.
Nice.
I would like to share that for the kids to make it more interactive. We do have a passport.
A passport?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So the kids, when they will arrive at the festival, they will receive a passport with the flags, and they have to travel around the world.
Ah,
so they will go around each table, and they have to check mark they found that flag.
Yes.
And at the end, they will enter a raffle where we will give prizes for the kids.
Ah, that's a great idea.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I think the kids need some stimulation to be sure they are going to visit
a little incentive,
table,
right?
And yes, and learn more about, because it's also learning and talking with each other.
Sure, sure. They get their passport stamped, basically, right?
Yes.
To show that they visited that country.
Yeah, and they can keep the passport.
Okay. Yeah. Is this something new this year?
No, we had it for the first year. The first year, me and Shiv printed every single page, and then we stapled page by page by page for 400 passports.
Wow.
Last year and this year, Staples sponsored the passport.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes.
Okay.
So we are grateful to Staples for that effort.
Take some of the work out of that, Do you know of any other multicultural festivals in other communities?
No, not that I know.
Doing this from the ground up, basically.
Yeah, we do have, again, I have to say, a lot of support, especially
the
park department, and especially Paul Doherty. Mm-hmm. He has been very, very helpful since we first started. He has been very supportive and resourceful. Same from Quincy Public School, especially Erin Perkins and Maura Papil. They were really helpful, and Keith Segala and his team.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, yes.
Excellent. Anything else let folks know about right now? Tomorrow's the big day.
Please come, enjoy. The weather is going to be nice, a bit chilly, so just grab a coat.
Right.
Come have a bite, have fun, and learn all about different cultures.
Yeah. So great to chat with you about this, Mihaly. I hope we helped
to
shed some light on it.
I hope to. I hope you're going to come visit.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
And happy Mother's Day, by the way.
Right. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. I'm going to spend my day in bed, sleeping.
Recovering.
Yes.
Thanks again. Good to talk
to you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.